Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
You got a beverage, didn't you?
Yeah, Diet Pepsi.
A little late for that, isn't it?
With no aspartame.
Ah.
Or however you say it, aspartame. Hey, aspartame.
Yeah, so Sparta. No Sparta.
No Sparta.
I too am drinking a Diet Pepsi.
Are you
Diet
really?
Coke. Yeah.
Pepsi Max?
No. I stopped on the way home. I left work late, so I stopped and I stopped at the Popeyes and I got 3 chicken strips and some red beans and rice and also a pop.
Burning the midnight oil at that part-time job.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm the worst.
Putting in the hours.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I ended up staying late. So I was in a big rush, actually. I just barely had time to pre-pro when I got home. Yeah.
Yeah. I did my pre-pro work.
Cool. Burning the oil at that full-time government job.
What? Government? Who works for the government?
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Red beans and rice from Popeyes, huh? You didn't, no biscuit?
No, don't want a biscuit.
A Triscuit, a biscuit, ooh, Johnny up. Walking down the street. 10 times a week.
Yeah, no, the red beans and rice are really good.
Never had it.
Yeah, it's good.
Louisiana's best.
Yeah, it happens to be the closest restaurant and also at a corner that I can conveniently pass. So,
oh, that's right. You live by one.
Yeah.
You went to the gas station for dinner.
I did. Yeah, it is a puzzle of a building, Chris, because it's a gas station. It is a Dunkin', and then it is a Popeyes, but it is never all three at the same time.
You live in perhaps the most culturally diverse city in Ohio.
Yep. Within literally a stone's throw of my place, I could have like Chinese noodles, I could have Thai, I could have Vietnamese. Any of those things.
Indian?
Like 2 great Indian places that that I get not like frequently, but like with like periodically with regularity, you know?
You have world-class museums, entertainment shows, culture, the symphony.
Yeah, we have the classical symphony, we've got the pops. There's something for everybody. There's so many museums, you know, architectural marvels. Down here too, one of the best downtown revival success stories.
Exotic women of the Ohio Valley.
Ooh, man, a lot of broad foreheads.
Okay. Oh God, have you happened to watch any of America's Got Talent?
No. Is that the one with Hasselhoff?
Not anymore.
Oh.
Then there was Stern. Now there's Howie Mandel.
That is not a straight line.
No, it's jagged.
Right.
Yeah. So they have a hydrocephalus kid on there who sings like a champ.
Okay.
You have to look it up. He sings Queen in his audition.
that's difficult.
He changes the lyrics of Queen to include. They say I have too much water in my brain.
Huh.
Yeah. In Somebody to Love. a hydrocephalus baby, now an adult, sings Someone to Love by Queen
and customizes it for his condition.
For the video they played before he sang, yes.
Huh.
Who knows whether he has it or not? I don't know.
Do you think he's faking it? Do you think that he just has a big head?
And Botox does great things.
Yeah, Hollywood magic. Yeah, it's actually Andy Serkis.
It could be. Yeah. Maybe he's one of the Oompa Loompa kids. I don't know.
What do you think happened to those guys?
Well, I don't know. Like, Maybe they went to work for the Shinehart Wig Company.
Mm.
Made them all orange.
Watching a lot of a lot of 30 Rock lately.
Oh, cool. 30 Rock for me, I actually do my schoolwork to it.
See, I can see that.
Because I don't hear it. I've watched the hundreds and hundreds of times.
Yeah.
I go to sleep to it.
Like every episode. I don't hear it. Yeah. It's like me with King of the Hill.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
I don't know you. I don't know your life, but yeah.
You don't let me come visit you, so
I've never. Yeah. But no, it's it's but
let's just be clear. Before recording this, you only answered the phone because you knew we needed to record.
That wasn't the case.
For the 4 weeks before it, you mm-hmm. did not answer your phone. You didn't respond to an email.
Hmm.
I knocked on your door until 2 a.m.
Huh.
I slashed your tires.
You think I would have noticed that?
You built a bike and rode away from me.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so it's like me with King of the Hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, what's your name?
My name is Chris.
Yeah, my name is Cole.
You ruined it.
I ruined what?
Hey, Chris, what's your name? Do you always say that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
You never pay attention to me is the thing.
That's clever.
Yeah. I always say that.
Are you going to ask me what we're doing?
No, I never ask what you're doing. It's like, hey, Chris, what's your name? And then, what episode is this?
My name is Chris. What episode? And I never know the episode. Okay.
Yeah,
we're back.
Right, so, back. Hey, Chris, what episode is it? And then what's your name? And then I say my name, and then you say the name of the show.
You see, that's the problem. I don't ask you
what episode it is anymore because you never know.
What is it?
It's 187.
Comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids?
Yeah, 187, Ride or Die. We're here to entertain your asses.
884, 2224.
Yeah, it is all about murders. Well, what is 884-2224?
Oh, it's a total furniture liquidation.
Are you getting payments on the sly? Or are you dipping your snoot in the till?
Well, I don't get any of the Patreon, so
I offer it to you.
I can't live the good life.
Jeez, you've opted not to take it.
Did I?
Yeah. If you want it, I've got it for you. It's in an account.
No, what I said was keep the change, you filthy animal.
So just round it down? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
Man, this is the month of like just grievances.
Than a dollar, so you're gonna round fuck you.
we have taken the nerf off the bats and it is just the metal now. We're knocking teeth out.
I feel like I'm at the Dollar Tree. Do you want to donate an item to a lonely podcaster?
Yeah, you might do better by jacking off vis-a-vis that conversation last time.
Last time,
you know, last episode with the ijustcame.org.
Oh, that's right.
Callback.
Sorry, it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I said last time, not last week. Man, you're just riding my dick the whole time.
I already told you.
Already told me what?
Why I do.
Why?
Because nobody else does. Everyone respects you. They want to know your opinion about stuff. They want to be critical of your opinion. Like, your opinion fucking matters.
But you know the truth. You know that I'm not worth it.
No, yeah. I mean, in your world, you are.
Okay, in my world. It's very...
But in the world, you need to be checked, man.
Okay.
Otherwise, you would just be out of control. I mean, I know you got a haircut and your head got smaller, but damn, it's getting big.
Oh, man. So that's...
You got people being guests on your show. You got cameos from people with @ symbols before their handle.
I have people from more popular podcasts who are very generous with their time.
Yeah. I mean, they're giving back.
Yeah,
to you, it's good.
Yeah, it's a difficult balance because with me, there's basically no difference. Like there's no middle ground between like I can't just feel good about myself, right? Or the things that I do. I can't just be like, oh, this is kind of neat. Like I'm working hard and it's been, it's like, no, it's either you're taking too much pride in this and you are an arrogant, insufferable asshole and you need to be taken down a peg, or I'm in complete misery and I, you know, hate it. Like there's nothing in between.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you're doing good.
Cole's okay. Cole's fine.
Cole's all right.
Yeah, Cole's okay.
Cole's okay until he's not.
Yeah, but no, do you ever like just like if I go out there, if I walk into the world with a pep in my step and whistle in a jaunty tune, yeah, no, that can't stand. So yeah, and then you know if I can't get out of bed, then well, that can't stand either. Yeah, there's nothing betwixt.
Wow, your Patreon's up there now.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, you can have it. I've got it. I'm not spending it. It's yours.
No, it's not. I told you to spend it.
I know, but I.
What shiny future day are we saving for, Cole?
I don't know.
Are you going to put my daughter through college on this?
Yeah, I'm at least going to pay for maybe half a day on her meal plan.
God knows college did you and I good.
Man, I wish you could tell some of the stories that you tell me.
About what?
Oh, just the
stuff. Oh, but the last one I told you?
Yeah, the last one. I know we're dick teasing the audience with that, but like that was something, man.
That was a good story.
That was a real good story.
That was a good story. Yeah. I did.
Should have been there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It was like Woodstock.
Man, if you remember it, you weren't there.
Do you want me to tell the story?
I mean, if you want to, if that's fine. Like I think people need to know.
Okay. So because I'm still pissed about this, so I'm gonna say it. I go to a school, okay? And the school charges $700 a credit hour.
$700 a credit hour. Is that high?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a community college may charge 110
oh,
or
Jesus.
120. So yeah, it's a lot.
It's like a good school if you like went there.
Yeah, if you went there, it'd be like real good.
Okay.
Like, you'd be like, oh yeah, man, like I might benefit from this.
Yeah, this might mean something.
If you were 21 and believed that shit. If you drank the Kool-Aid, but no. Whew. So I'm taking this online class. It's a cultures class, and this is the first week. I am in the first week, and it says, "Hello, this is culture," and it's not a class anyone wants to take. I mean, it's part of the general education thing, so it's the lowest level culture class that you can take. So everyone's just there going through the motions, you know, just trying to get by or whatever. And so the textbook for the class is called Crazy Horse and Custer, The Parallel Lives of Two American Warriors. And so as you can imagine, it's about an Indian and a white person.
Yeah.
And they're comparing the cultures in the book.
Yeah,
makes sense. It's a good book. I mean, it's been published a couple times. You know, it's a real deal.
Yeah, like that is a book that just based on that description, I would be interested in reading.
Yeah, every other chapter, or actually every third chapter.
Okay.
Because the one chapter is about Custer, the one chapter is about Crazy Horse, and then the third chapter is about how they relate to each other.
Okay.
So really every third chapter is what you want to see.
Yeah, the crazy
says,
horse.
You know,
stuff.
Crazy horse had a small penis, you know, or whatever. I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. Why do I go to penis?
It's like how we always end up on porn sites on this show. It's fine.
Yeah, it's basically. So I read the book. I read two chapters and then I get online and I get on the course content. And there's a presentation for the course. It's what they call an online lecture. So
is it just like a .ppx that you download and just kind of go through? Like, is it just
exactly,
an outline?
Exactly. Did,
No, because I took online classes that did the same shit.
You're a multimedia guru. Did you do the presentation?
Yep, it's me. I'm on the other side of this. Psych. Thanks so for your $700, loser.
So the Patreon's paying for you to do subpar college content.
Oh, for sure. No, I'm. Oh. I'm dipping my suit in all the tills. Come on.
Oh, that's what we're calling it these days. Anyway, so I get on it. It says the presentation opens .ppx, as you say, and it says welcome to Culture 210. In this class, we will be discussing the integration of African American culture into American society from the Civil War to today, 2009.
Let's pause to let that sink in.
This is 2016.
Yep, as you're listening to this, it is the middle of July 2016. You and I are on a beach, maybe. More accurately, probably like in a battleship, maybe. Yeah. We're likely on a battleship. It's 2016 and today is not 2009. And we've yet to link what this has to do with the book about Custer.
Right. So then I explore the online content of the course some more, and I find out that the assignment for the course says, write a paper that discusses the following dance styles.
Okay, also pause to mimic what follows that.
Nothing.
Nothing. The following dance styles.
Nothing.
I assume it's mime.
I read on, and it says, you may not use internet sources.
Chris, what classroom is this is this class being taught in?
This is an internet classroom. Motherfucker.
Well, what are some of the other like supplementary materials that they are like the primary sources that they are teaching you from? Like, where are you getting those? Like, do they send you a pull list for the library?
Oh, the $2,100 that I paid for this class. And this class is being taught via YouTube videos.
So can you like grab a timestamp from that, include like an MLA citation for that YouTube video they had you learn from?
Oh, you must be sure that you properly cite the YouTube videos referenced in the assignment. What? No internet sources. No internet citations. Be sure to properly cite YouTube.
Yeah. Yep. At this point, like, your left eye says TI and your right eye says LT. Like,
$2,100.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. There's so an average of 20 students in this class times two terms times three semesters times 7 years since 2009, which is not today.
Right.
Anywhere between $1.5 and $2 million by the time it's all said and done. And
like, so, this class is held in stasis. Like the essentially everything is gravy. They've covered their overhead. They've covered the curriculum creation. Basically, what they have is a drinky bird on the other side pressing Y to like pass you guys through. And then somebody comes in at the end. They press Control P. They print your degree, and then you're done.
Right. So I decided to call Academic Affairs, and I talked to the Dean of Academic Affairs, and I said, "Hello, gentlemen." And he said, "I'm one person." And I said, "I know." And I explained to him everything that I just explained to you. Okay. And his reaction was priceless. He reacted like he was watching some sort of like 40 hour, I don't know, like time lapse video of an asshole being engaged.
Yeah. Like,
really?
He was.
Oh. Oh.
He was reacting like it was a Warhol film. Oh. Like, huh.
Huh.
Hmm. Huh. So that's how it happens.
Ah.
Woo. Woo. It's going to feel that tomorrow.
2 million, huh?
Huh.
Yeah. Well, what I would like to do is get your name and your contact information. Don't worry.
So I know to block you.
Your instructor won't be informed. And I said, no, you will not inform my instructor because I do not have a problem with my instructor. Yeah. My instructor gets paid roughly 2% of what you're collecting on this curriculum, and they try to administer it the best that they can. So, no, I would hope my instructor would not be part of this discussion.
No.
Yeah. But sure, you can contact me at Klondike5.
Yeah.
My name is Nick Papagiorgio. I told him I was Cole Ross.
Yeah. let's look this asshole up. No, video games. Click. X. Huh.
Probably solicited you for alumni contribution, I'm sure.
God damn it. If you did that to me, I would be so upset. I'm beating those guys off with a stick.
What, like I subscribed you to Good Housekeeping? Please bill me.
Yep. Oh man, no, I just
that's where we're at with college education these days.
I don't know how you do it, man. Like initially, you know, you were talking to me, you're like, man, this is bullshit. And I'm like, but you know, you just go through the motions, like you'll get acclimated.
I forgot the best part. Hang on one second, okay?
Oh, is this new information? Is this coming?
No, it's not new information. It's something that I left out of the story when I told you.
Okay.
Just now. I think I told you earlier. But so I said, you know, I'm having a hard time enough taking this seriously. You know, please put forth some effort.
You basically treated them like you treat me.
Please take this more seriously than I do. Because you're being paid to do
so. You're being paid so much.
I'm having a hard enough time caring.
What did he say to that? Like, you don't have to be here or what?
No, I mean, he put me on double secret probation.
Yeah, no, he smiled, nodded, he put you on mute, and he called in his friends.
I don't know, I couldn't see him. he was probably at Cafe Fellatio. I don't know.
down at Blow Joe's. Huh.
Blow Joe's.
Huh.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, I was real hopeful for you. I was like, you know, just like, yeah, there's some bullshit, but it'll be like, but man, I'm just, all the online classes I took were a fucking joke. They just existed. Like I only took them to fulfill like the barest minimum requirements, and like looking at what other people wrote for it, the amount of effort that went into it, like stopping to take the tests and stuff. Like it's not a way to learn. I don't know.
The sad part is that I actually do enjoy the book.
If only like the course had anything to do with the book.
Right.
Yeah.
Like maybe if the content for the week talked about dance in some way.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to watch, I don't know, a video about Indian twerking.
Indian twerking.
Counting coup, man. That's what they did.
Mm. Fascinating. Interesting stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we did the whole thing where you introduced you, I introduced me.
Mm-hmm.
We told them what the purpose was.
Yes.
There was a number in there somewhere of how many times we've tried this.
Yep. We're going to get it someday.
I talked about my, I talked about the sham of what I'm doing with my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the, like the hole that you're throwing your time into. Yeah.
Liberal arts. It's making me a well-rounded person.
It's really teaching you how to think is what it's doing.
Yeah. If I was 17, yes.
You'd be like, oh sweet, they're not paying attention, but you've got shit to do.
I love telling the dean of a college who has a doctorate, I'm a grown-ass man. Which I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to a time when I can be older than people in authority. Like I'm right on that edge right now. Like if I walk into an institution, you know, where somebody can have an effect over my life, it's generally fine. Like they're just a little bit older than me. Like I'm looking forward to that time where I can pull that and say, you just basically pull rank, because I think that everybody, no matter what, is at least somewhat scared of people who are older than them. You know?
No, I don't think it has to do with that.
Mm.
No, I mean, I think once you get to be an adult and you're like fully engaged in an adult world.
Yeah, man, that's never going to happen.
Because that's the thing. Like if let's say you run a daycare. Okay.
So say I run a daycare.
Yeah. You run a daycare. So you're dealing with little kids all day.
Yeah. Fuck.
And then a parent comes in, even if you're the same age, you can pull rank. Because the person that they deal with on a daily basis is a child. So even if you're the same age as the caretaker, you can say, I'm a grown-ass man.
Don't treat me like a child.
Or, you know, whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you know
you
it.
You don't need to teach.
You know this game.
Yeah. And that's what I say. You know, when I say, hey, listen, I'm going to be late with this assignment. This is what's going on. I'm going to wait at a conference or whatever. And they'll be like, well, you know the course policy. And I say, I'm a 33-year-old single fucking father. A military veteran. I said, if you want to see my credit score, I'm a responsible motherfucker.
Yep.
Okay? So here's the deal. I wouldn't be emailing you just because I felt like getting hammered. Okay?
Again, I've got shit to do.
And walking the line between date rape and fun. Yeah, because that's not what I'm doing.
No.
I'm going to work for the government.
God damn it.
God damn it. And the phone rang too much for me to write this paper today.
Yeah, I'm out here, you know, trying to catch stuff that falls through the cracks, and you're up there in your ivory tower.
How did you know I had an ivory tower?
Really expensive. A lot of elephants had to die.
Why'd you put so many windows in your ivory tower? I see you.
Mm.
So anyway, yeah, that's where we're at.
It's a shame. Like, so you're not getting any of the benefits of like college life. You still have like a full time job. You have like responsibilities out of it. You don't really get a chance to like be around your peers and stuff.
So much Tang though.
On the reg.
Oh, I'm studying to be an astronaut.
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore.
What do they drink? G2.
Yep, it's all G2.
But
it's a special gel form of G2 that when exposed to the vacuum of space or zero G actually congeals on the nearest surface, so it doesn't gum up. It doesn't gum up the instruments.
Topical Gatorade.
you just apply it directly to the underarm, and it gives you a nice a nice lemon lime scent all day long.
Oh, it's Trump. It's Trump Nectar G2.
Cool. Trump Nectar?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that one bit.
It's orange.
Oh man, you have a Roomba, right?
No, I. What is it called?
Don't fucking pull brand names on me. You have a robot that cleans your floor.
Yeah, but it's not a Roomba.
Oh, okay.
Not white trash.
You can't buy this at Bed Bath and Beyond.
You can't buy this at the office of the trailer park. No, I think it's like an iRobot.
That's the company that makes Roomba.
Yeah, that seems unlikely.
Anyway, there's a new craze sweeping the nation, and this is apropos to college.
Is that a pun?
Yep.
Okay.
you had to just take a broom handle and put it in my spokes, didn't you?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Because you don't need a broom anymore, because you got a Roomba.
Anyway, it's a new craze that is taking the nation by storm. That is, it's called Roomba Beer Pong.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay.
Rules are you take two, you got two card tables. You put six cups on the back of it. And you put them some distance apart. You let the Roombas go. It knows not to go off of the edge, and it just kind of goes around. So it is a way that you can engage in drinking something that has contained something that's been on the floor, and mix it with $800 worth of unnecessary home appliance.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, two Roombas, 12 cups, four men,
one hole.
In the middle, that's for bonus points.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two Roombas, 12 cups, four bras, one hole.
Quit reading the descriptions of the video that you have up. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
What?
I only have one Roomba.
Well, I mean, so that's the thing. Like, this would be, this is a version of it you can play by yourself. You don't need that big of a table. You have your Roomba. You know, you've got a tabletop that needs cleaned. I don't know.
I have one Roomba and six holes.
Yep.
How will I ever fit in?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, college is tough. It's changed, man. You show up there with one Roomba and six holes, they're going to push you out of the way. Like, you just fucking leave, old man.
Get out of here.
And then you're done.
I'm a grown-ass man.
I don't have time for this. I take my Roomba and go home. I've got a daughter.
I like my solo cups.
Mm.
So they put them on the Roomba, and it wanders around the table, and so they have a moving target for about a G.
Yep.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So I want people, you know, to be on the lookout for that. Like, it's the summer term, which you know, can be a little bit of a problem for people, right? However, you know, by the time fall comes around, you know, just you want to make sure you don't want to show up at the next rager without a Roomba. Because I think that is going to that's going to follow you.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Do you actually use your floor robot?
At least twice a week.
Hmm. You don't just have it like roaming all the time.
Well, see, it's not like that because it's not a vacuum. It's one of the mopping and sweeping ones.
Hmm.
Because I have hardwood floors.
Oh, look at me.
Because I'm a grown ass man.
Yeah. So it just goes around leaving a snail trail of pledge, and then lets it set, and then comes back around with a Swiffer.
Snail trail.
Yeah, you know, snail.
That's not what you think it is.
Pray tell, what is it?
Just Google it right now.
Urban Dictionary. Huh. Oh, it involves a woman in a leather couch. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, that's not what you think it is.
I mean, the principle still holds.
It's kinda.
Yeah, I was referring to the zoological phenomenon.
So was I.
I didn't mean to derail us like that. Huh. Wow, they're all describing some very... Huh. They're all describing some very implausible situations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But not what you think it is.
I was just referring to. Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a story that's very you, Cole.
Oh, very me?
Yeah. I think you have a lot to say about this.
Okay.
It's kind of about racial inequality, but that's not what I want you to center in on, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for pre-editorializing me.
It's kind of necessary. And sometimes.
Mm.
About issues that I bring up.
Okay.
Yeah. So Chicago's Parlor Pizza, it's kind of like a patio place. They have wooden picnic tables, but they also have a dress code. So a black dude comes in, wants to order a pizza, wants to hang out. And he's wearing some black herringbone wool trousers. And he's told he has to leave because his black herringbone wool trousers are, quote, too street for entry.
What street are they on?
Two street.
What's street? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got that pattern. Oh, don't you dare step to me with Argyle, son.
Two street.
Whew, man.
Two street.
That tartan's a little bit busy. You're looking like just a little bit wrong side of the tracks for me.
So this is the server saying this. Two street. And so the manager is called over, and the manager backs it up, and he says, oh, yes, two street. And the black gentleman who's wearing the two street pants.
You just described one of probably the classiest garment I've ever heard of. If you said that the Queen of England was wearing that, I would be like, oh yeah, cool. Like, she would totally wear that, wouldn't she?
Black herringbone wool trousers.
Black herringbone wool trousers.
Right.
Yeah.
See, the problem is, though, is that the manufacturer of the pants calls them joggers.
Okay.
And the dress code says that people wearing athletic wear can't come in. Although the patron
did
who was wearing
jogger
the quote,
written across the ass, like I don't understand.
I have no idea. But it says, so the guy says, who's wearing the pants says that he watched white people who were admitted wearing yoga pants, cargo shorts, and baseball caps.
Yeah. Like all you have to do is like just stand outside with a clicker.
The man who has been discriminated against as wearing pants that were too street.
Jesus.
Says that they can do whatever they want as a business. They can have a dress code that says nothing purple, but you can't discriminate.
Right. Wow. Too street.
Too street.
Gotta say, Dockers. Let's see here. Let me count the pleats. No, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, no, that's you're heading up to you're coming down here from Pleat Street. Very unflattering.
Herringbone, too street. That's too street.
What street are you on?
So what I'm asking you to do is in your line of work, when a client pitches an idea as a counterpoint to the idea that you've presented.
I don't do client work anymore, but I will entertain this.
You will discouragingly say, I don't think you want to go there. That may be a little too street.
Do you think that's something that I could get away with?
I don't work the clients anymore. I change positions.
Yep. No, I was forcibly removed from client contact. Because they were afraid that somebody had my ear who would tell me to say their ideas are too street.
That is too street.
Just a little too street for me. I don't know.
That is too street for that insurance company.
Whew. Man, I'm telling you, we're trying to get people to sign up for checking accounts. I don't get it. That's a little street.
Too street.
Huh.
That's too street.
Where was this?
Which sounds like something you're so polite, you know, it's in Chicago. Because I think you would say something like that.
Why would I say that? That's a little...
Because you wouldn't say that's too urban.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't know if we want to go down there at this time of night.
Just a little
too street.
Huh. Well, I don't know if I want to go anywhere at night. I'd rather stay in. But can you just bring everything interesting to me? Thanks, Internet.
Oh, God. Two street.
Are you sure he wasn't just referring to an address?
No.
Yeah, it's up on Two Street.
Nor was he referring to Two Chains.
Is that a rapper?
Yep.
I about said rapist, and that was definitely the wrong word.
They're a rapist.
Yeah, that's a... Man, enforcing the rules. It's tough. It's tough to know like which rules to enforce and what's too much. Like this family in New Mexico. Okay, get this. Picture New Mexico. Picture like a scene from Breaking Bad. Like the RV goes by and there's like just like literally it is the cook site and it's Cousin Eddie's like plot of land from Vegas Vacation. Okay.
Okay.
Think like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you it's a family and you got a kid who just. He just won't respect you.
Oh, man, I know that.
It's just a little piece of shit. Mm-hmm. You know, like you ask him to follow the rules and he doesn't. And
he born in 87?
What? Well, let's see where I was born.
Was the kid born? Yeah. Oh. Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. No. So
he's a little kid today.
Yeah, he's like a fucking teenager. Like,
oh, what a piece of shit.
Yeah, if you turn your back, he's gonna sneak up and cut your Achilles tendon. Like, no joke. He's out for blood. He's gonna take it. So you know, do you take away his electronic devices? Because you know these kids, they just bury their nose in their iPad, and he just steals his sister's iPod and you know tablet and whatever. So they use the only recourse they have left to him and say, you know what, you're gonna live in a tent. There's no room for you under our roof anymore. You can come in here. You can get water. You can take a shower, but you're going to knock like a guest because that's what you are right now. You piece of shit. You're going to live in a tent on our property. You know what? I'm going to call the police and they're going to say, well, it's technically not illegal. You're not depriving him of anything as long as you're giving him water. If you just throw him a Lunchable every now and then, you're good.
So you're keeping this piece of shit hydrated.
Right. You're just out there making sure it doesn't dry up and crack. It's this fucking teenager, this fucking teen out here in a little tent, like a tiny tent, like we would have camped in the backyard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have that tent.
Yeah. This piece of garbage. You know what the mom says? The mom is talking to talking directly into the camera. Here, it's disrespect. But out there, when it's not under my roof, it's a felony and you go to prison. So you go out there. I don't care if there are coyotes. I don't care if it's cold at night and sweltering during the day. Fuck you. You piece of shit, kid.
Actually.
I'm going to take you to Nebraska. I'm going to leave you at a firehouse.
It's the same temperature here right now as it is in Albuquerque.
Yeah, well, it's fucking hot here.
Well, no, it's 74.
Oh.
Yeah, with thunderstorms approaching.
Hmm. Yeah, we've got thunderstorms approaching here, but it's like 85.
Tomorrow it's going to be 96. But who's counting?
I don't know.
So you can put your kid in the backyard in the desert with it in a tent.
If he's a piece of shit, yeah. If he takes his sister's iPod.
Well, it's like Sheriff Joe, right? Is that the guy that's making all the...
the one who rolled over somebody's dog with a tank? A tank?
Oh, the Sheriff Joe, the Arizona guy who's making all the Mexicans wear pink panties while they build walls.
Yeah, that piece of garbage. You know, he hired Steven Seagal, and he also bought a tank, and they rolled through somebody's house and killed their dog, I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, just there was a TV show where Joe Arpaio hired Steven Seagal, and it was like Steven Seagal, he's on the police force and he's going out there busting heads, they used a tank and they rolled through some. It might have been separate incidences, but I think a tank was involved in both.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Did you see the documentary about his life as a teen?
Steven Seagal or Joe Arpaio?
Steven Seagal.
No.
He was a grip on like porn shoots
as a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where he learned Aikido.
They call it under squeege.
Yeah. You don't push, you pull. That's a good Aikido joke for people who know that.
Under squeege.
Under squeege. Under screech is the same position on Saved by the Bell.
Under screech.
Yeah.
Hmm. I wonder who played that. Was it, what's that kid's name?
Sponge from Salute Your Shorts.
You know what? I was listening to ESPN Radio.
Okay.
The sports radio.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the clarification.
There's this guy named Stephen A. Smith or something like that. He's the black guy that's on the afternoon.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, man, I don't know what your kids be watching. You know, Nickelodeon or something like that. He's like, you know, what even's on Nickelodeon anymore? It's like Doug, Pete and Pete.
That's amazing. I love that.
And the guy's like 50. Ren and Stimpy.
You kids with your Pete and Pete.
You kids with your Pete and Pete. Gee.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Oh, man. That voice went on a little too long.
What?
Riggs. Huh. Yeah, so Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
Yeah. It's hot out there. It's so hot. It's middle of July. Man. But if you got anything, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. If you have a moment, you can leave us a review on iTunes if you want. And you can tell a friend if you want to do that too. But otherwise, we're really happy to have you around. Thank you. Sorry, America.
Sorry.